The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Do you remember this one?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
I love this.
Well, you better. Yeah, school menu today. Nothing.
Yeah. The dookie.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, is there a mic check coming? Huh? Yeah.
Makes you want to dance, doesn't it, Fat Boy?
No.
One, two. I came into the world as a reject. Look into these eyes. All right.
Well, and on the path, burning up my brain. Everyone to burn had to learn from the pain. Well, I'm sorry.
I got to.
If you're getting my attention or.
I wonder if. You know, I'm not even going to ask this. I'm just going to text my black friend and ask him, like, you ever listen to Limp Bizkit? Just wondering.
Oh, I have somebody I can ask as well.
You do yours, I'll do mine. Just say, hey. Anyway.
But I'm a sucker, like I said, humped in the head.
Headlock.
All right, I'll stop. I don't get sued by Fred.
Fred is not litigious at all.
He lives in the gas house, and he will hear this.
He comes to Gastonia from time to time.
He's
right.
He's so awesome.
All right, Paige. Let's calm not go, let's calm not down. Go overboard now.
Hey.
Snail trailing over here.
He's a nice guy.
All right. On line four.
Oh, boy.
I love Fat Boy's notes. Fat Boy, you would think, didn't graduate high school. You know why? Because he did it.
He did.
I did not.
He got a piece of paper.
They wouldn't let me.
Line four, it says, Braden, who won't graduate? So, Braden, what is up? What's going on, man?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
This is Braden.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hey. I kind of got a situation, and I don't know what else to do, really.
Well, you're in the right place there, Brady. Braden.
Braden. Okay. What? Okay. So, you probably kind of read the text. What the situation is graduation.
Yeah. I'm supposed to graduate Friday.
Congratulations? Yep. Question mark.
I'm two claps.
Yeah. But what's the issue?
Yeah, well, thank you, but I'm actually not going to be graduating this Friday.
Oh, no, man.
No, what does that mean? Not walking? Not passing?
Like I found out last week I'm one credit short and I can't graduate.
God bless. Last week?
Yeah.
Oh, no, man. That's
graduation is this Friday.
Oh, my gosh.
Like in 3-4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yep.
Can you go to summer school?
Oh, God. What? Who? And you've known this for a week, and so no one knows yet except you and your teachers or teacher?
No, sir.
Don't call me sir. That makes me seem old.
He works for a living. This thing's got way too big now. I mean, this is this week, dude.
Oh, I thought you were looking at your tummy.
Yeah.
I was looking at something up under it.
Ooh, burn. So, tell us what exactly happened. And I appreciate you coming on because you text back and forth and you're like, I'd rather not. And I was like, come on, you're a teenager, but please. You know, you don't want to text back and forth with a teenager, please.
But. There's a new drop.
Yeah. No, it's
I
not.
Got to.
Nope, I don't allow that. Braden, become a lawyer and let's sue him. All right, what exactly happened, Braden, if you would?
Yeah, at first I thought, you know, maybe they made a mistake or something, you know, and I could fix it before anybody found out.
Yeah,
And then? That wasn't the case. Yeah. It's just gotten to this thing where, like, every day at school, like, somebody brings up graduation, you know?
And it snowballs.
And at home, just, like, everywhere.
Yeah.
Snowballs, man. That's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. You know,
like, my dad keeps talking about Friday night and, like, where everybody wants to eat after the ceremony. Like, it's.
Olive Garden. No, for real. That's
a tour of Italy.
I went to Olive Garden for mine. That was my graduation dinner.
I go there sometimes just to smell it. Yeah. I don't even eat.
Eat the bread.
Yeah. Okay. So that We got to tell him. What else is Friday,
like,
crap,
he
is
also
Tuesday.
Just like,
yeah.
Like, yeah, he just, everybody we come across, he keeps like introducing me as the graduate. It's just like one thing after the next.
No. You're going to think you're Dustin Hoffman.
Dude, you sit there and just let him do that too. Dang,
yeah,
Braden.
He told one of his buddies at work last night how proud he was of me.
Well, I mean, you know, he probably is. That would have maybe been a good time.
I almost did. I almost pulled
really?
It right there.
Yeah, but you couldn't do it, though. I understand.
No.
You know, every time somebody says something nice, it's just you sink deeper into it. It's like, I don't know if, not that you're afraid to say it, but like you just don't want to, like, I guess, ruin people's day.
Yeah. I think they're expecting you to walk and all, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So,
yeah.
And you said everybody, so I guess, you know. I mean, I don't know who's alive, but like grandma, grandpa, aunt and uncle, everybody's coming to the whole thing. Does anyone know at all in your family?
No.
Wow. Nobody knows?
Wow.
You're the only one.
So your mom and dad think you're graduating on Friday?
Yep.
God bless you.
Dude, you know how much pressure like you are under right now?
It's a kinda pressure cooker.
Sounds like it. Sounds
like
cool.
My grandma already booked her a hotel.
Oh,
like it,
man.
Like, you know, non-refundable.
She probably has somebody help her, too, because she don't know how the internet works.
Yeah. Well, maybe. okay. So, well, she can go
There's
see the
six,
bridge.
Six people, too.
Six people?
Coming in from out of town, yeah.
Holy crap.
Is
my
there
aunt,
any?
My uncle are coming, my grandparents, my cousin.
Oh, man.
It's like a family summit. They're coming here for nothing.
This is a nightmare.
Oh, don't make him feel worse.
Announcements.
I'm trying to think of how long does it take to take the GED, fat boy?
Oh,
can he
God.
Just run and go
you
take it?
You can't do it before Friday, I don't think.
No, you can't before Friday. You got to schedule this
My
out.
Friend, my friend. I am sorry. I that hate that for me. You, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, thanks.
Oh, here's a question. Have you started getting gifts yet?
Oh, no.
Graduates.
Some get, luggage.
Yeah, I've heard graduates get gifts.
Yeah, I have, actually.
Oh, man. You got to give them back.
My grandma mailed me money already, and my aunt got me luggage because she thought I was leaving for a community college in the fall.
You were tell her, I don't think you can live there.
I don't think you need luggage to go to community college.
I think you're okay.
Not trying to beat up on you, man. I'm trying to think of what... what can
this is like it's devastating for sure, and it's going to be a shock, but it's kind of like a minute situation. Maybe it's a teenage situation. Does that make sense?
No, I don't think it's minute at all. What exactly happened? Like, why are you short a credit, Braden?
Like, I honestly I don't know. I mean, I guess I failed something.
Just you saying that's kind of crazy.
Well,
I guess you did, too.
Well, I thought I had enough credits, you know, and then they called me in the office last week and told me I wasn't graduating.
God bless.
At least I got a semester of heads up, so I wish you would have
got
the
right.
Yeah, that would have been better.
He had the whole week. So your first instinct was to text the Rise guys. I love that. Not tell anyone else. So you haven't told anyone. Like, no buddies, no one knows except us.
Yeah, no, I just, like, I panicked, you know, I didn't, like,
but you've been doing
I've been kind of freaking out.
You've been doing this for at least a week, like a double life almost.
Yeah, I mean, I really thought maybe somehow I could fix it before Friday.
And you can. It is,
Is it? Like,
yeah,
is it?
I mean, you can go to summer school, hopefully, here. I know in California they had summer school where you can just make up that one credit and you'll graduate and you can walk.
I mean, have
but
you,
I don't know about here.
Have you hidden it at home, if that makes sense? Like, you know, trying to cover your tracks there?
Yeah, well, I've been mostly staying in my room.
Well, that's mostly every teenager now, avoiding everyone. I understand. There's another pandemic happening. So weird time.
I'm stressed about finals and graduation stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, this whole thing's about to collapse, man. That's a lot of stress.
You're trying to make him feel worse.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to prepare this boy for the real world.
Like,
It's and dirty. A possible ass whooping.
Besides when your dad was telling his coworker how proud he was, like that's a moment when you're like, all right, I should tell him right after this. Is there never been like another time where you almost told them or you had a like, all right, I'll walk into the room if they're both in there, I'll tell them or blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Just like it's, gosh, it's not as easy as it sounds.
Oh, no, I know. I know.
It's got to be tough.
Okay.
Go ahead. I almost
told my dad riding in the truck on Sunday, and then he started talking about how proud he was, and I backed out.
Oh, damn, man. It sounded like getting a little emotional.
Don't
do that.
Don't, look.
Yeah, I almost...
Go ahead.
I almost told everybody at dinner on Monday night, but, like, right then, Grandma called asking what color shirt she should wear Friday, I couldn't do it.
I hate that for you.
Yeah.
I do.
But I get it. Like, you know, you're panicking. It's like, I kind of would, too.
But, like...
Yeah.
Do you, why call us? Do you want us to call your dad and tell him? Is that what you want?
Like, honestly, like...
Like, for real, what can we do other than to... Because I'll tell you something. I went through something somewhat similar. I had to get a 90 on my final exam at Wade Hampton High School my senior year.
And he was in remedial quartet, too.
That does nothing to count. doesn't matter to the... And I'll tell you something, man. My parents, I told them, knew this ahead of time. It was like 2 weeks. And they said, you got to get a 90 on your final. And my parents got me a tutor. I ended up getting
Hey,
mama. Got a 94, Braden. I graduated.
Yay.
But I'm not showing off by saying that. I'm just saying that I know what that. Hell, when I dropped out of college, I kept leaving every morning going to breakfast or going wherever because I had dropped out and didn't tell my parents.
You're like Rodney Dangerfield in Back to School. You had one class you had to pass.
I kept $1,500.
Hey, I'll get the graduate.
Oh, my God.
I kept the refund back. I kept it, too. That was awful. Okay, Braden, can we hold Fat Boy?
Yeah, can you hang on a second?
Can you hold on, Braden?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Hang on.
Oh, man. I don't want
to graduate right now.
So. Yeah, but I don't want to, like, be the, like... Are we? We're not. We're not.
We want to lift him up because he sounds like he's down. There's
Fat
ways
boy's
out
over
of it.
There like, oh, well, madness.
You know, he could. He'll get support from his family, and he.
I don't know. He seems scared to death of him.
I know, but he's got to talk to somebody.
Minus, you're crying now. You puss.
You puss. Yeah, you're
it
such
just
a puss.
Sad.
Besides the family coming in, like I know exactly what he's going through.
Mm-hmm.
But I found out a semester ahead, which still sucks.
All his classmates. Oh,
I was offered to come back the next year. I'm like, I don't want to graduate with the next class. No offense.
Okay. When we come back, we'll talk more.
We drank more than them. So
with Braden. And Paige, make a fake diploma for Braden with your AI machine. Let's get him something in his hand. All right. Okay. We'll keep this on up and up. That sucks. That sucks. That
Maybe we sucks. Can wedge him into a graduation.
Yeah, we can.
We got that stroke, don't we?
Yeah, right.
I don't know where he goes to school,
you
though.
You can't even do that with your own.
I didn't even ask.
All right, we'll come back. We'll talk to Braden. And if we've got any school teachers out there with any blank diplomas, please feel free.
Sure.
The Rise Guys at AOL.com.
What is a blank diploma?
Paige has got a degree in that.
No, I don't.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right. So this is where we are right now. And so many calls
25
and texts about this. Well, I know that.
Thank you.
Where am I?
Where is you?
No, it's... this has really gotten a lot of people's attention this morning. A lot of people's attention. First off, Fat Boy's in here talking. Fat Boy, you know, he puts off this... this hard kind
they
of
say,
interior kind of thing. Like, oh, yeah, I am. He's up here very nicely talking to this young man. And come to find out, Braden's dad listens to us. And this is the correlation here.
Yeah, he does.
And Braden, you back with us? You there?
Yeah.
Okay, so mm-hmm. You're saying your dad listens to the show. First off,
yeah,
that's pretty awesome. Thank you to your dad.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's. I would imagine if he had heard you call earlier, though, he would have. Or, you know, if he was listening live, he would have called. I would think, or he would call you. So.
Yeah, let's see. I haven't put it together yet.
Were you hoping that that would be the case? You know that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So I guess what we're doing now, like, you know, this is the family meeting that you didn't have, so that you wanted to tell your dad. Like, that's what we're doing now.
Yeah. So, oh, man. So your daddy, I'm sorry, your dad.
Yeah,
your
it's
daddy.
Different now.
Well, I say daddy. I mean, I always call my daddy, daddy.
They don't that do that like, now, though.
No, I know. That's a podcast. I'll get sued. Your dad could be listening right now, which is pretty crazy. In fact, he's probably like, driving into work thinking he's got a graduate, and now he's getting blindsided on the radio.
I mean, if he just now put it together, you know, he's probably really tuned into it.
Like, Braden, have you still been doing graduation stuff this week?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean, yeah? Like, it's...
planning a beach trip or something?
I went to, you know, like, I went to graduation practice yesterday.
Why?
I didn't know what else to do. I mean,
they're still letting you go.
I know.
To
I
that?
Was gonna say.
You're torturing yourself.
I got my cap and gown too. It's hanging in my room.
God bless.
Oh, it's just hanging there, man, and it's gonna be hanging there. It's not gonna move.
Maybe
it's like it's like the old story about the girl who bought the wedding dress and never married.
She soiled it too. That was the
old that was the glass menagerie.
Are they going to let you walk?
She wanted to look at it.
Like, have you even thought that far ahead, Braden?
No, not really. I mean, yeah, I'm kind of at a loss of what to do.
All right, Braden. Braden's dad, if you're listening. Call in, please, if you would.
Yeah, so we can, you know, take a load off this kid's mind.
I know. What's this out? I mean, he can get diarrhea that day and not sure. I don't know what to do.
I'm sorry she's belittling you
I'm
like
not,
that, Brandon.
I'm just trying to help you.
What did you say,
about
Brandon?
Calling in sick,
Brandon?
You know, I did think about pretending I was sick.
Oh, wow. You gotta call the principal and say, "Hey, I can't come to graduate." I know what you mean.
You're kind of living this thing out hour to hour.
So what now, Braden? Like, you got six relatives that are gonna show up. There's no Braden walking across the stage.
No.
That's why I finally had to tell somebody.
You know what's sad about this whole thing?
What? Like, his dad hasn't called yet.
Well, that's the other part. But you know, Braden. Probably thought this was the responsible decision to call us first. I just don't know how you walk around with that without saying. Well,
are you still planning on doing the dinner afterward? Like, is that?
Well, I mean, still gotta eat.
Braden.
Oh my god!
Oh, Braden!
Oh, Brandon!
Oh my gosh!
Just sit at home.
I know. I don't want you to get upset about this. Don't want you to get upset. Fat Boy, did you go to dinner after you did not graduate high school?
I did, but it wasn't a graduation dinner.
Okay.
Which you can't go, man. You can't let this snowball and build up.
Right.
I couldn't imagine the lecturing that you're going to receive. I wouldn't want to sit there.
Well, they'll still be in town, and they'll still, you know.
Like, technically, I still finish most of high school.
Most doesn't get you anything.
You get part of it,
then. That's why it's called third base in dating, you know. Getting home is the thing.
Dang, you got a good attitude.
I would call your counselor at school and see if they can help you.
Well, I
get into summer school stack. Like,
what was that, Brayden?
I said I was just saying that I'm close.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want close.
But that only counts in, like, horseshoes and, well, maybe public education. I don't know. I know.
I know this sounds bad.
It's like a combination of bad and kind of hilarious, but
hey, what's hilarious? Like what?
I don't like just
don't listen to him, Braden. He went to college for 18 years.
You listen to me, Braden. They graduated high school because they're bougie, and you and me, we did not.
I almost didn't though, Braden. I'm from the streets of Pomell. So what happens now? Like, can you make the credit up? Like Paige is, you know, mentioned summer school. I think she's got a promo code for
it. Yeah, they did say I could do summer school and graduate in July.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
Perfect.
What? I don't know if I want to go though.
Oh, what? You got to go, man,
Braden.
I'm serious. Everybody else is already done. Like, everybody's already moving on.
But you're only one credit away. That's it.
It's only a couple weeks or so.
I know, but I just...
Okay.
Yeah.
It feels embarrassing.
So?
Yeah. Well, it's not as embarrassing as, you know, having
The rest of your life.
Well, what about your family showing up for a graduation that you're not going to be able to participate in? That's a little more embarrassing.
And what about being a... Never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't jump too far. I mean,
because you got to graduate. You need this diploma.
It is crazy.
Otherwise, you will be a dropout.
That in your freshman or maybe sophomore year, that's when they start coming to you with the crap, Braden. They're like, hey, what do you want to do with your life? What do you want to do? When they asked me that, I was like, I want to.
Sell porn.
I want to have girls. You know, I want to. That was my only objective then, was the girls. Yeah. That was it. I didn't think about a job, Braden.
You know what he did, Braden? He went into peddling smut.
That's
what
not true. I started working at Chick-fil-A first. Then I started smelling smut.
What?
Sputnik.
You okay?
Well, he brings up a side of my life that's the dark side of Matt Man.
I'm sorry.
Let me ask you this, Braden. Do you have anything at all lined up this summer, other than the possible? No. Yes.
Kinda.
Okay, kinda.
My friend's uncle said I could probably work with him, but
yeah,
he also thought I was graduating too.
Oh. So it's gonna start to trickle down. It's gonna affect everything. And I don't want to ride you too hard, but I've been there, man.
I heard that. I'm gonna tape that and use it later.
I'll cut it for you.
Okay, thanks. Look, you made a mistake. Granted, a big one, but you're way too close to quit now.
Yeah,
you gotta. It's a few weeks probably. It's not gonna. You can last that. And so what? Then they can come back at the end of summer for another celebration. You know.
Yeah. Look, I got my GED when everybody else graduated because, you know, I had that semester ahead. So
yes,
we were kind of on the same footing as far as like starting, but like you got to go in the summer. You got to go get.
Fat Boy's had significant educational overtime. He really has.
Look at that. It took me 21 years to get a 2-year degree, Braden. So
but
you can
did
do
it.
And that's not a radio joke, Braden. 21 years.
21. And look, we're a nationally simulcast radio personality.
Yeah. So
I don't know if you heard.
Years from now, you'll be sitting back telling your kids this story in front of your grandparents, and hopefully grandma's still around. And you'll all just be laughing at this. It'll be funny.
Yeah. And when your kid tells you he's not going to graduate, you can beat his ass.
It doesn't. Well, it's not funny, but the important thing is you got to tell everybody before Friday. Like, you need to do it today.
Yeah.
Yeah, let us know, too. We're here for you, man. We really are.
Like, don't let these people come all the way here to have to turn around and go home. Let me, Brandon.
Braden, God dang it, Braden.
You kept saying Brandon a minute ago. Braden, I'm sorry he did that. Braden, say this with me. You are doing, I mean, you say it in your point of view. Say it. Say, I am going to summer school, right? Say it.
I am going to summer school.
You don't sound like you have any conviction in
come
your
on,
heart,
man,
though,
with
man.
Confidence.
I mean, come on. You're a class away.
It's so easy. Yeah.
Finish the class, get your diploma. Someday, this is a funny story. Boom.
Don't say this, though.
I'm talking about an eighth grader naked right now.
That's do not say
taken
that.
Out of context, Braden. Hey, look.
Oh, my God.
Your dad's on hold. No, I'm just kidding.
that's wrong, man. That's come on.
Several people are texting and pretending to be your dad. I can tell they're not your dad.
My heart just dropped.
No, it's not.
No.
Him.
Well, the one guy said, I'm his daddy. I'm like, no, you ain't.
Yeah, look.
That was his voice, too.
You can do this, and, you know.
You have to.
Have faith in yourself. You've got this.
Yeah, you do. You've got it. Okay? Hold on. We're going to put you on hold.
Yeah, hang on for
him. Put him on hold.
Now, don't you second guess it.
I'm going to send him a graduation gift.
Yeah.
Ask him if he's got facial hair.
He's almost there.
What if he tells us where his dad works and we just do it in person? after the show.
It's like a singing telegram.
We can video it.
Hey, Dad, your son's not gonna
Brandon's
graduate,
not gonna graduate
this Friday.
He's got to go to summer school, and that's cool.
And then Paige pops out of a cake.
Surprise!
Would you like a Hummer, dude? Because Paige is here.
No.
I'm trying to make it rhyme.
Okay. We will...
Oh, that sucks. It really does.
That really does suck. But yes, I mean, some of y'all text in very... This is a young kid we're talking to here. I mean, he's, what, 16, 17, 18? I don't know.
He's got to be at least 17, right? Because if he were younger, he wouldn't be in this situation.
Well, that's true. Yeah. I mean, it's put yourself in those shoes back then, and your parents, and everybody was all... you know, I just realized that... His name sounds like a place that Paige would shop, the Bra Den, because his name is Braden, the Bra Den.
Start that.
Paige, okay. Open it. Open it and give Braden a job when he doesn't graduate.
I sure will.
Okay, we'll come back, and you want to get some of these calls on?
Oh, yeah. They've been waiting a long time.
We're going to get some of these calls on. I didn't say cows on. Fat Boy got excited. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Thank you so much. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. A lot of people are pretending to be that kid's dad on the text.
Come on, man. Some of it is funny.
Yeah.
But come on. If he don't graduate, I'm going to beat his ass.
Tell him not to come home tonight.
God.
Like, you're not.
You're so mean.
You're not his dad.
Some of them are, you know, criticizing the way he sounds.
Yeah.
He's a timid kid, man. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, like, could you imagine? I can't even think of what I sounded like at 17. First off, like...
Probably hot and hungry.
Definitely hungry. Hot because of the place in the country we live. yeah, I mean, I go back and listen to the first year of me in radio and the old garbage mouth.
Oh, God, look, if anybody's got a criticism about their own voice... You're getting behind me, buddy.
Yeah. Well, you did sound awful. Let's go to Lookout Mountain.
Get paid a lot more now. So that worked out.
And talk to Daniel in Lookout Mountain. Hey, Daniel.
Howdy, howdy.
What's up in the Nougat today?
Ruby Falls.
Nothing much. We're just at work up here.
Oh, you're doing some work?
Hell yeah.
Very nice. Sir. What does that mean? What kind of work are we talking about here?
Electrical work.
Very nice.
Oh,
very nice.
You ever got shocked?
Yeah, a bunch.
A bunch?
You're not building a data center, are you?
No.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Would you say no to that work, Daniel, if they said we're building a data center? Would you say no, thank you?
Yeah.
Good.
I'd say no, thank you.
All right, good man.
We love that.
All right, so it says here you've got some girl issues. What are we talking about, Playboy or?
Yeah.
I guess you could say it like that. I kind of got caught up a little bit.
Meaning what?
I was talking to multiple people and I didn't realize they were friends, and I'm kind of caught up in it right now.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Well, there is a way you could get out of this whole situation, but you got to sweeten one up.
Tell them it was AI.
Oh, you're such a genius.
I mean, I bet you that's used so many times now. I think that's why they gave it to us, so all these famous people can claim it wasn't them. Mm-hmm. I really do.
That they weren't drunk on the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you started messing around with two girls, and then you found out they're friends, and then they have now found out or no?
They live together.
Oh, good, that's Lord. Even worse.
So how did you not know, or did you know and just tried it anyway?
I'm there and tried anyways.
Well, I mean, look, you got to shoot your shot, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you throw a wide net, you're going to catch something, you know what I'm like?
Were you hoping that this was going to be a menage or?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Did you just choke on your biscuit?
Well.
Is that what you were hoping for?
One of them I'd really like to take it somewhere with. But the other one's just fun, you know what I mean?
Okay. So what is, okay, by that, do you mean that fun, meaning just it's just sex and there's not any kind of relationship? You don't really enjoy her company other than sexually speaking?
Well, she's pretty funny, but she's a lot better in bed than she is funny, so.
Mm.
Oh, now you got to value which one you want more. Do you want the good in bed or do you want the ship?
Well, is he going to have a chance? Because they know now.
You got to sweeten one up. You got to pick one, and you really got to do some damage control.
Are you going to have a chance to do that, or are they locking you out, Brandon?
They're both still talking to me.
So they have no self-worth to themselves.
One, I don't know, one will probably give up, or they're both going to friend zone you because you're an F-boy.
That's him.
So that's the thing. They'll team up with each other to shut you out, man.
There's too many guys out there, dude.
Well, yeah, I don't understand how they're still talking with you, knowing that that you've messed around with both of them.
Well, I'm just that good, I guess.
Wow, my God! Or it's like a young me.
One of them's waiting to get picked. That's why they're still in this whole thing.
Yeah, and then they're going to split up. Are you prepared to move in with the one that accepts your hand in this relationship?
Oh, my God.
Lord, no.
No, okay.
It's going to be a little ego boost to whichever one you pick. So, and you could train her.
Ego boost already, though. They're both still talking to me.
Well, yeah.
Hmm.
You must be the master swordsman of Chattanooga there, buddy.
Were you just calling to show off now? Are you flexing?
Sounds like it.
I had actual advice on the situation. I need damage control advice.
Well, quit talking to you. I mean, you got to make your choice which one that you like. I mean, if you're not exclusive, there's not to say you can't see another person, but here they are living together. And how did this happen? You were seeing one, you go over to the apartment or whatever.
They caught me at the house.
Say again now?
They caught me at the house. I was with one of them and the other one was there.
Oh.
And nothing happened when they caught you?
They didn't fight?
No.
She didn't take her shirt off and come in there and join you?
Mm-mm.
I wish.
In the movies, that's the way it happens. It's in the movies. Well, I mean, Lord, what do you want me to say? You gotta go with the one that that you like the best.
I think he's reading too much into this, because normally girls talk to about a few other guys, too. So.
That's true. You might be just
somebody that they're playing with.
Yeah, you might just be their friend with benefits, and now you... You're developing feelings.
He is. It's all about him.
Well, yeah, I mean, at this point. So, I would... I would.
Break's almost over?
Yeah, his break's here.
His break, and ours.
What should he do? You should... I mean, you should go with the one that you have the best rapport with, you know? So what do you value more, good sex or good company all the time?
Good company all the time.
There you go.
Then be a decent person and apologize to the other girl.
Yeah, but if there's not any strict dating here, you were not boyfriend girlfriend. You were just seeing these girls, so and they both know. So,
if you want to work out something with both of them, like a three situation type thing, you bring that up. Now that's going to come with you. That's going to come with a buffer. If it doesn't work out, you may have to lay back for a few months, and then you know. Get back into the situation with the one you want to be with.
How old are you, Daniel?
19.
God.
Oh, gosh. 19. She's got 20 guys if she's really pretty.
Are they both 19 as well?
How old are they?
Yeah.
One's 22 and the other one's 23.
Oh, good Lord. You got people to buy alcohol for you now? Don't drink.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
They're probably not big girls either. They're like, you know, just like nice and slick.
I was
going to
say, are they both like equal in looks as far as that goes? Or?
Because
I feel like the one.
A solid 9.5, the other one's like a 7.
Hang on. What do you look like a celebrity? Who do you favor?
That's a good question.
Probably like, don't even lie. Who would you say I look like? I'm sitting here next to my boss. So go for it. My celebrity look alike. Go for it.
Oh, man. Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, my God. Your boy is screwing you over.
We're going to break on that one.
All right. Vote for Pedro.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.